hits from 2019.
Oh, hey. Fifi, Fev and Byron.
Yes, at 8 minutes past eight, 8 minutes past six here in Tokyo, Japan. Gee, we start early. We should have probably thought that through. Fifi, Fev and Byron tonight. The tradies of Melbourne will be singing in all the karaoke bars all over Tokyo, Japan. But we have been here for a couple of days, just settling in over the weekend, Fifi.
Yeah, we have. And look, on Saturday night, we thought, let's all meet up and watch the Rugby World Cup final. I didn't honestly think that. I was just happy to meet up and have some dinner.
I was shocked.
I know.
With all the messages going around that you, with two little toddlers, were going to attack the streets of Tokyo at night time.
I know. Just
to find a sports bar.
I thought to myself, we've come all the way to Japan. Let's get out amongst it. You know, you get busy living or get busy dying. Get out there. And I won't lie, we left the hotel, so I'd strapped Daisy into baby Bjorn. I had Trix, she's six. It's a big deal coming all the way over here. She was a bit tired too. We left the hotel at 3 to come and meet Leon and Byron and the rest of the team. And we got back to the hotel 3 hours later, having never met them. Now, let's hear. This is a bit of the chaos that went down when there was a miscommunication about where we were meeting.
It was Shibuya Crossing 5 p.m. was the instruction. Shibuya Crossing,
yes.
5 p.m.
Yep.
I'm standing between two walkways. I've got the train station behind me.
Yep.
The two big billboards. Can you see Tosei? T-O-O-S-E-I.
A billboard that says Tosei. Tosei. No.
Crossing, crossing this up there. I think it's going to come down the hill.
Something big.
B-I-C.
You're on the other side of the river.
Yeah, no, I have to tell where we are.
What?
Shibuya.
We're at...
I'm in Shibuya.
You're in Shibuya. Shibuya's quite big.
I'm in Shibuya and I'm going home.
You're going home?
No. Oh, she's pulled the pin, and fair enough. That was Fifi, of course, on FaceTime, and we're trying to sort of look at her, and it was very loud, and it was, you know.
Fifi, can I talk you through this, okay? We were leaving the hotel.
Oh, mate, I watched it.
I know, but let me...
I loved it.
The elements you don't understand. So we were leaving the hotel, bumped into Rylan. Now, Rylan works, obviously, here for the Fox. He's brilliant. He has set up his studio for us. He's fantastic.
He does more than charge batteries.
He's very knowledgeable about Japan. So I was leaving the hotel, and I said, Rylan, do you know where the guys are? He goes, yeah, they're in Shinjuku, which is not Shibuya.
Right.
So what happened was, I've dragged the girls to Shinjuku, and everybody kept saying to me, we're meeting at the crossing. Leon's like, we're at the crossing. Amanda's like, we're at the crossing. Anyway, I've got out at Shinjuku station and I'm stopping anyone who speaks English. He says, the crossing. They've pointed at a zebra crossing.
Yeah.
So I stood at a zebra crossing in Shinjuku for nearly an hour with Trixie going, what are we doing? Are we going home? Where's the swimming pool? Can I swim? No, sweetie. We're just meeting everyone for dinner. So after nearly an hour, we then realised you were in Shibuya, not Shinjuku. So I've gone, okay, now I would get back on the subway. Now the subway here in Tokyo, it's like the New York subway on steroids.
Yeah.
It's next level. It's about a million stations.
Yeah. They're all color-coded, all the trains.
I'm not kidding, had a meltdown, sat down and threw a tantrum in the middle of like peak hour. Then we finally get to Shibuya, and then that whole conversation you heard was all on FaceTime. Now, the message I'd been given was meet outside the Starbucks at Shibuya Crossing. Yeah. Okay,
there's
about 50 Starbucks at Shibuya.
That was Leon.
And not only that, you all kept talking. It was like a Seinfeld episode. Like, I felt like Elaine screaming, stop saying the crossing. You're all saying the crossing. We're meeting at the crossing. There's the crossing. The crossing is not a crossing.
Okay.
It's a square.
Let it out.
Stop saying crossing.
The WhatsApp was amazing. I was sitting, I was having a glass of champagne and a beautiful steak with my wife, watching this all unfold. And then I'd eaten. I actually had dessert. We had a bottle of champagne. I had a shower, got back into bed, and I put the Rugby World Cup on, and you're still standing at the crossing.
I was. And you know what?
And I'd done all that.
And thing about Tokyo, Japan, that a lot of people love is the quirkiness and the kitschiness. And there's lots of different cafes, restaurants. We went to the Hedgehog Cafe. There's an owl cafe.
It's not a
cat
cafe.
Well, no, you can't get food there.
That was a challenge.
You can hang out with owls and cats and hedgehogs. Then there's
robots,
went to the Monster Cafe where we hung out with monsters.
With a geisha.
With geisha and Harajuku girls.
Quite what we... thought it was.
There's a robot restaurant, which we never made it to, but that's apparently a lot of fun. And then where we went last night, though, this was a bit of fun. We went to a restaurant where you can catch your own fish. Mm. So there's all, picture this, all tables and chairs, and then like a moat, a big pond running around the restaurant where you put your hook in, your fishing rod, and you fish.
Yeah. I mean, there's an argument to say you should just order off a menu. I mean, it's a fair bit of work, isn't it, just to get your dinner?
It's quite expensive, too.
It wasn't cheap.
I quite enjoyed it, though.
Yeah. Okay.
I was sitting in a boat in the middle of a moat trying to... I was trying to rhyme, but I didn't.
Instead, what we'll do, let's just play the package.
See, Feb, we are at Zao in Shinjuku. This is a restaurant with a difference. Obviously, you don't just order off the menu. You've actually got to catch your own dinner.
I love this. So this river around us has all the fish.
It has a range of fish, yes.
This menu says prawns, horse mackerel, spiny lobsters. Are they in there too?
Yeah, all those varieties of fish are in there, from top shell, prawn. You can get a lobster. Apparently the hardest to catch is the sea bream. But you know what the rules are? Last to catch one, pays for dinner.
I'm a yabbier, so I could do the lobster.
I'll do the lobster too.
Okay, can we get a net?
And then old mate has to catch it. Oh, you didn't catch a fish.
Well, you get yourself a horse mackerel.
Well, hang on a minute. Okay, now the first race is to get your bait onto your hook. You don't have to smell it, Viv.
It's awful.
Well, but just stop smelling it.
I feel like this could be like one of those... Oh, we lost our prawn, baby. This could be like one of those... oh, no, there it is. You know at the show when there's the games that you can't quite win? I feel this is very familiar. I'm hungry. Where's the food? I'm hungry.
Have we had our first retirement? Hey, if you pay... then we can stop.
I'm going to go and get room service. I'm going back to the hotel. Yeah, it was a lot harder than we thought. And I reckon we gave a good half hour of trying to fish. And the guy, one of the waiters, realised we were about to give up and go home. And then suddenly, out of nowhere, Fev, he's brought out this super bait.
Yeah, it looked like cookie dough.
It didn't. And then he's taken us to a different pool of fish that if we'd started there, because within about 10 seconds...
Oh, the action.
You caught the first fish. Suddenly we'd all caught fish. God. Have a listen to this, but pay particular attention because we had our kids there. Wait till you hear Trixie catch a fish. Not the reaction that we were hoping for.
This could be the game changer. New bait, Feb.
Excuse me?
I don't know about that first bait. It's a bit stinky. Here we go.
It was a claw.
This is fresh bait.
Yes!
Yes! Feb is the gold medalist. Well, that's annoying.
That's the fish dance.
Okay, yeah. There's his celebration dance. It still comes down to silver and bronze. Oh, no, his daughter's got one. She's not even in the competition.
Come on, Maria. She's never won. My dad fell off the floor. My fish fell off my hook. On the floor.
You want to do it again?
You did good, Bobby. You got
a couple of things. Trixie's not on your team. You've lost. How have you not lost?
So just to unpack everything. I got one first, then Lenny, and then Trixie and Fee. Warren, you were last.
How am I paying for dinner?
You were last.
But Fee didn't even fish.
Yeah, she got her daughter to fish.
Trixie wants to do it again. Maybe she can do it for you.
Oh, wow.
Reaction from Trixie. We must stress to any people that are concerned about Trixie's welfare, she did love it.
I've never, ever heard her scream like that in my life.
She changed her tune quick, though.
Well, I know.
Want to do it again.
That was, did that, when you heard that back, were you deeply concerned?
Yeah. That sounded like a traumatised child.
Wait till you see the video. We've just put it up on Instagram.
And thanks for dinner, Byron. Oh, we enjoyed it.
I can't believe that. How did Fife win a competition she wasn't even in?
Can we just point that out, though? Mm. For us to catch a fish, it cost us like $50 each to catch our own fish.
I had it sashimi style, though. It was very, very good.
It was still twitching.
You could get it breaded as well. Anyway, Fife Fev Byron on Instagram for the video, and you just want to make sure you look out for Trixie's reaction. You don't want to miss that. It's the Fox. We're not far away from Fev taking on a giant sumo wrestler by the name of Jumbo. Here's one other thing we can say about it.
Yeah.
There will be blood. It's been an amazing tour, and I reckon this is the crescendo, Fev.
Yes, Fev taking on an actual sumo wrestler. Now, picture this. We're in the sumo ring. Fev has the loincloth on.
They tried to put me in one of those fun suits.
Yeah, I know. And I don't think they knew what they were dealing with.
No. Now, this is not amateur.
You're going to hear it, but I want to paint the picture. So you've got you and Jumbo, who is a larger sumo wrestler, you've got your loincloths on, and then it was like a game of atomic wedgie. Like, what I didn't realise about those loincloths is it's just who can pull it up higher and wedge the other one.
And I took Trixie for a swim yesterday, and I was with your brother Cam, and I said to Cam, what do you think he weighs? And he goes, about 130. I said he couldn't because I weigh 130.
Oh, no,
I reckon
way.
He would have been 170.
Minimum.
180.
Yeah. He's a big boy.
Fief, what about the setting? These lovely restaurants where you take your shoes off and you eat seated. It sort of had that feel. It was a very intimate studio. The children were on very low seats.
We had our children. In retrospect, we shouldn't have had our children.
They shouldn't have been there.
But yeah, we were on our low seats, and then there were two rounds. Let's hear, how did Fev go against Jumbo, the sumo wrestler?
Now they're just going through some pre-challenge rituals. Okay, Fev is learning.
Fev's never looked better.
He knows I'm going to get pounded. He's back in the
pits. Fev is now scared, and it's not often he's scared. He's facing
excited.
A heavyweight here.
Okay, hang on.
Eye contact. Fev goes in strong. Jumbo, Fev, it's actually close. He just waved at the crowd. That was a bit arrogant. Oh, Fev's going to pinch him.
Fev's put his loincloth.
Sure, this was in one of the 8 things you can't do.
You can't.
He's giving Fev, really, the Australian term is wedgie. I don't know what the Japanese term is. And he's about to ram Fev's head into a cupboard. Oh, wow. And then he's landed on our boss, Amanda.
Next, it's going to be a serious match, okay?
Well, the last one was quite serious, okay.
Jumbo's going to turn this on. Watch this.
Well, Jumbo's going to throw him around like a rag doll, surely. Oh, I'm worried for Fev, but good luck to him.
Now, Fev's gone in pretty hard. Jumbo, using every year of experience, the veteran sumo wrestler.
Kick him up.
They're grabbing each other's loincloths. It's actually quite a challenge. Jumbo's starting to show signs of weakness. This is actually a legitimate wrestle. Fev got held to the ground violently, and that's the biggest wedgie we've ever seen. Oh, Fev's put a hole in the wall. Fev's actually broken the studio. He's put a hole through the wall. Jumbo got a little carried away, and they have destroyed this property. I don't know if we'll get our bond back. Jumbo's bleeding. Jumbo's bleeding at the knees. The wall broke. See you guys. We'll get out of here. Thank you. It's been fun.
Support.
I couldn't stop laughing. I know, because you went through a wall, Fev.
Yes.
And what was more alarming about that, they were really paper-thin walls. Yeah. Like, what were they made of? That sort of, what do they call that?
It was plaster of Paris, but very weak.
Sushi. Rice paper.
But, Fev, if he'd pushed you any further through that wall, you would have gone out on the street.
You could have gone flown
through the front.
I felt like I was on Rush Hour.
Do you know what happened, though, Fev? It started that first round. Jumbo was winking at us and he was doing funny faces because I think he thought, oh, here we go. I've got some guy from Australia.
Who's this clown?
But he realised you were full on.
Yeah.
And second round, he went hard.
He did go hard and it was really fun, but I'm really sore.
I bet you are.
I think before that we did the sumo, they said they trained from 5 to 11 every day, 6 hours. Doing that, they're really fit.
I know.
For
No.
Big people.
Don't say it. Now, you've got to see this. We love our Instagram, and we're proud of a lot of the stuff we put on our Instagram.
Sore.
But if you've never been to our Instagram in your life, this is the morning that you should. Fifi Fev Byron. It's got to be it's the best video we've ever been involved
we'll
in.
We'll just watch Fev get thrown through a wall.
Back January 20.